Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the BT and Sal Weekly Friday Football Picks brought to you by ELEC 825 Building Our Future and by London menswear brand Charles Turwitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
It is week 10 for the BT and Sal Perfect Parlay Pick segment. BT has been on fire. Two straight weeks. You hit a two-teamer a couple of weeks ago, a three-team parlay last week. You have now jumped out in front to a 60-point lead. You have 145, BT, in first place. I am in second with 85 points. And last year's champion, Hoff, is in last with 60 points on the year. Hoff is in Germany with the Giants. Boyle will have his picks and will do so when it is his turn. You know the rules. Two-team 25, three-team 50, four-team 100. BT, take it away.
Yeah, I love this. A little music there, Mr. Kramer.
You love
That's
it now.
My music.
You love it now because you've been hitting.
That's right. No, but I was going to say, even though I'm pretty hot right now, you've won a couple. Yes, Hoff's won a couple. So we're giving some winners out there to our audience. So, all right, number one. So, I'm going three-teamer out of the chute. I'm trying to go for it. I'm trying to bury you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to do.
You hit this one, baby.
Be flicking those lights out. Send it Sally home. Number one. All right. The Bears minus six over the Patriots. Now, this one is in Chicago. The Bears have lost a couple straight. The Patriots, this will be their second road game. And, you know, listen. The Patriots, you know, of course, against the Jets, they find a way to beat them. But I think Caleb Williams just outshines Drake May here. I don't really need to overthink this. I don't really know how much pride and care the Patriots currently have. I think there's still an energy around the Bears. I'm going to ride that out. Bears minus six at home. You know, maybe like a 27-13 kind of a game, something like that. Give me Chicago. Number two. All right, so it's a lot of points to lay. Minnesota. Minus 6.5. They are in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. Boy, you know, we complain about the Jets here, but how about if you're a Jacksonville Jaguar fan? The Trevor Lawrence era, I really give you a ton. And so it's crazy. And he's not even playing. He's probably out. Now, the Jaguars, I look at the stat. I want to look at something that I can exploit. It's almost too easy. Well, Lawrence is banged up. No, it's got to be deeper than that. The Jaguars are dead last in passing defense. What does that mean? Time to tune up Mr. Jefferson, and he will eviscerate this Jacksonville Jaguars secondary. Minnesota, minus six and a hook. Big lay, I get it, over the Jags on the road. And finally, how about the Steelers coming off a bye at the Commanders? The Steelers are getting 2.5. Now, the Commanders are good. This is not about my lack of belief in the Commanders. I don't think there's any, you know, collapse coming. I think there'll be a playoff team. Hell, they might win the division. All right, 50-50 they do. It's also back-to-back road games for the Commanders. They do have a young quarterback. You wonder, you know, is he getting a little tired? You know, Jaden Daniels, it's just a longer season, more of a grind. I think it'll be fine, big picture. But I do think the Steelers straight up win the game. So if I'm liking the Steelers at plus 2.5, you may as well get a little extra juice and go money line. So I'm going to take the Steelers getting the 2.5 at the Commanders. Finally, Sal, and Hoff all the way in Germany and everybody else. In summation, Bears -6 over the Pats. Give me the Vikings laying 6.5 in Jacksonville. Steelers +2.5 at the Commanders.
All right, Patty, what do you got? You got Hoff's picks here that you can read them all for us.
I do have Hoff's picks. And how about in honor of Hoff being in Germany? A little
99 Loft Balloons.
There you go.
This is a German song?
I remember this. She's of German descent, but it was stateside.
Oh, I like the song. I did not know it was
Bam, ba, bam, bam. Yeah, my sister used to love it. I actually hated the song. My sister always used to play it, though.
Great remake. Goldfinger made an American, English version.
Oh.
And then the last verse is still in German. But yes, okay. 99 Loft Balloons.
How many he got?
He's going 4.
Oh,
Hoff's going for the jugular.
Of course he is.
He's chasing. He's a 5-teamer last year.
He's in Germany. He's got his schnitzel. He's got his German beer. He wants 4 teams, and he's going to start with the New York Football Giants laying 6.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Much like Nick Costo said, I like this pick as well. I think the Giants' pass rush is going to be a nightmare. I just think Bryce Young stinks. So he's got the Giants.
By the way, we're concerned with what he's doing, not with what you're thinking necessarily.
So he's got the Giants laying the 6.5. Leg 2, he is going with the Cardinals +1.5 against the New York Jets.
Oh, screw him, dude.
Yep,
I hope he has a 5-hour delay getting back to the States.
Oh, that's not nice. That's nasty. All right.
Leg number 3 for Hoff. He is laying the points with another road favorite. That's the Buffalo Bills -4 on the road at the Indianapolis Colts. And then Hoff got some good injury news ahead of that. Michael Pittman out for the Colts. So their receiver core continues to be banged up. He's rolling with Josh Allen and the Bills -4. And then finally, he's going to Sunday Night Football. And he is again laying the points with a road favorite, Lions -3.5. On the road against the Houston Texans. So 4-legger for Hoff. Giants -6.5. Cardinals +1.5. Bills -4. Lions -3.5.
I actually heard a couple wins in there, except I don't like the Jets one necessarily. But the other ones I was actually looking at.
Oh, man. You know, it tears me up every week. I'm torn. I'm not going to start chasing points already. It's still too early for that, even at week 10. Plus, we got the Turkey Day teaser coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go 2-teamer, and I'm throwing out. I did the same thing last week, and I ended up, of the 4 picks that I liked, I went 3-1, but of course, the 2 that I had in the perfect parlay, one of which I lost. I'm going to throw out the Giants -6.5 over Carolina, and because I keep doing it with them, and they burn me, so I like the Giants. I can't go -6.5 with the Giants. Just win the game, come back, and then maybe I'll have some belief. The other one that I'm going to toss out, and you'll be happy with me for doing so, I can't pick Arizona, even though that's my gut. I want to root for the Jets, and I could also see getting burned by the Jets in that spot, so I'm getting that. Those two out of the way. They were on my board, out of the way. 2 teams. 1, I'm in agreement with you, BT, and I don't know if we've ever done this before.
What?
I love the Steelers. 2.5. I picked against Washington, I think it was last week, I forget, but I've been picking against, maybe it was with the Giants, exactly. And I lost, they're getting beat. The Steelers are the better coach team. Steelers are tougher. Washington's good. Jaden, I respect them. They're a little over their heads right now. Steelers will punch them back down to earth and get the win on the road in Washington. The more tougher, better coach, more physical team, that defense will slow down Washington's offense and be able to score some points against their D. Washington's lucky to beat the Giants. Steelers are better. Give me the Steelers +2.5. So we're in agreement there. The other one, I just want to get points on the board here. I want to win. I think Miami's due to get on the board. I'm going to Monday night. Dolphins on the road against the Rams. I know the Rams have been playing much better. I think Miami, though, in that building, you're not worried about weather and all that. Tua being healthy, the offensive weapons. I think Miami finds a way to get a win. They're getting a point. I don't think the Rams are as good as they've been playing recently. So give me the Dolphins +1. Against the Rams in Los Angeles and the Steelers on the road +2.5. 2 dogs for me. 2 road dogs. Steelers, Miami trying to get me that 25 points stuff to close that gap. As for the money lines, I'm going to go Giants and I am going to go Arizona to win. That's only 5 points, so even though I want the Jets to win, I still, my gut says Arizona.
Okay.
So Giants, maybe I get an extra 5 points on you because I'm sure you're going to be picking the Jets. I'm going to go Giants and Arizona for the money line straight up.
I'm going to take the Giants and the Jets. A little hope cooking, baby. A little hope flavor.
All right, Patty, what does Hoff have for the money line picks?
Hoff's aligned with you. He's going Giants and the Cardinals, which I think are the correct picks.
There you go. Boyle getting his opinion on
there. Little shot there.
I'm going to be mad at myself if all 4 of these hit because a part of me was thinking, go all 4, go big.
it's the wrong approach. It's too early to start going for Hail Marys.
But I don't do that. No, but just my gut as far as liking these games. And I'm
but all the other guts you had so far. I mean, you had a million guts with the Giants.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why that was the first one that I threw out. And then I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to take the Giants out, might as well take the Jets out, too. Because sometimes with those, we're too close to
100%.
It.
100%. We overthink it.
Yeah, exactly.
No doubt.
Take that out. Let me go with my two gut feels that I know are winning, Steelers and the Rams. All right. We'll come
I got
back.
A quick question for you. Good. If the Giants were playing anybody but Carolina, would you pick them to win?
Probably not.
Even the Patriots?
At this point, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't know
if you could justify it, right? Stuff?
Well, I've been burned by them for 2 years in a row. I keep picking this damn team. And they should have covered last week, and I would have had a perfect parlay. Hey, look, it adds up. I know a two-teamer, you know, check it down a little bit, but they're not easy to hit either. But if you get it, those 25ers could add up over the course
of
the season.
Would you say I'm up, what, 65?
You're up 60, so I was doing the math before, 60 points.
It's healthy.
It is, but, I mean, it's a three-teamer, you had 50 points, so all of a sudden, you know, it was a 10-point.
Understood. Yeah, still a lot of football to go. I'm not gloating yet. Just, I like the lead.
Hoff won last year because he hit a five-teamer.
I know he did.
So it's not unthinkable to imagine hitting a four-teamer at some point.
Because we got rid of the five-teamer.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because that's just like.
Because we felt like, you know, did he backdoor the win? Is that what we felt?
Oh, no, he just kept going five every week. Five. Hey, you hit one, you won that Stools. But
that's
I also
right.
think it became boring at some points. All right.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.